In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Oh, that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Show that I met with you. Two more minutes. Cry to him. Cry to him. Come on, if you are truly hungry for him, still reach out to him in the next 2 minutes. A change, a visual change, a proof that I met you today. Hallelujah. This afternoon, the Lord gave me a word. I feel like releasing it right now, maybe so we can understand what we are receiving right now, what's happening here. The Lord spoke to me this afternoon and he said, a new heart, a new heart. And he took me to Ezekiel 36 verse 26. Can you put that scripture up for us? I believe amongst many things happening tonight, God is giving a new heart to some of us. You need the heart that God gives you to carry his assignment. You need the heart that God gives you to affect your world. You need the heart that God gives you to understand what he's doing with you. It says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. That's all. Just verse 26. A new heart. And I feel that that's what God is doing tonight. Amongst many things that the Lord is already doing right now. Would you lift your hands and thank him for what you have received? For some of us, there is a re-engineering going on in our minds. God is fixing a lot of things about our minds. How you understand life, how you understand people. God is changing your perception. Many of us, our minds have been bruised. Bruised by experiences of the past, negative experiences. But now God is healing your mind. God is giving you a new heart again. And a new spirit. Oh, give me substance. Give me proof. Give me presence. Give me you. Oh, give me presence. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I raise your voice. Hey, let it show that I listen. The Lord said to me, new garments. New garments. Help them there. New garments. He's taking away every garment of reproach. Right now, I literally see an angel of the Lord tearing off old garments of reproach from people. Garments that represent shame, that represent reproach, a past that you are not proud of. He's taking it off. Lift your hands. He's taking it up right now. He's taking it away and he's giving you a garment of praise. Receive the garment of praise, the garment of righteousness. Receive it right now. Ola barata la kasikra tele mahadai. Let it show I met with you tonight. Let it show tomorrow. Let it show next week. Let it show. Hear me. The Lord showed me, listen, the Lord showed me 14 people here right now. And I see them putting on an old garment. Listen. And the Lord says that's the garment that represents disfavor. Now there's an exchange that is going to happen in the next 60 seconds. And those 14 people will be clothed with an unusual garment for favor. Lift your hands and receive it right now. I stretch my hands inside and overflow. Let every garment of disfavor that was placed on your life be removed right now, and let the garment of favor rest upon you, rest upon you, rest upon you, rest upon you, rest upon you. Touch. Receive that garment of favor. Every garment that represents the powers of your ancestry, God is taking it off. Ancestral powers. Garments of your ancestry. When people look at you, they don't see who you for who you are. They see something else. God is doing a work of deliverance right now. God is doing a work of deliverance right now. Please lift your hands and receive it. God is doing a work of deliverance now. 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 Every garment you inherited from your ancestry, from the powers of your father's house, is being taken off right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And the garment of favor is coming on you right now. It's coming on you right now. Touch! Sheke baragatalana. Thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands and give him praise. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for what you have begun already. Let me prophesy to you before you sit down. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is flowing your way. It's your season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season. It's coming. Lift your hands. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a fresh anointing,
anointing
flowing your way.
Flowing your way.
It's a season of power,
power.
And prosperity. It's your new season.
It's a new season.
Coming to. Father, we thank you for a new season that has opened up right now. We thank you for healings that has happened while your servant ministered. We thank you for healings. Healings in our bodies. Healings in our minds. healings of all kinds of infections. There's somebody, while he was ministering, and even now I can sense it, there's somebody that had a challenge with their neck, and it's like a pain. You see where I'm holding? And the pain just left now. While he was ministering, and I just felt it now, pain around your neck, it just left right now. In the name of Jesus. Specifically, I see that the Lord has healed a lot of bone conditions. Not only here. There's somebody who is here, your father has a peculiar bone condition. As a matter of fact, I want to see you. There's a person here, your father has a peculiar bone condition. God just touched him now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. You come if that word is yours. All kinds of growths are disappearing right now. Yes. All kinds of growths. Infections are leaving. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Wow. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Man of God, we thank you for that awesome, awesome ministration. Let's give the servant of the Lord a big, 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 big God bless you. Amen. Maybe you're under the anointing. That's why you can't clap enough. I'll understand. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of healings actually that went on when you were ministering. A lot of healings. Somebody whom God is healing now, there's a pain on your shoulder. This shoulder. It just disappeared right now. Flex it. It's gone. In the name of Jesus. Somebody who came with hernia. They call it hernia in Nigeria. Hernia. That's what they call it. It just disappeared now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pains around the joints leaving. In the name of Jesus. Pile has been arrested. Amen. If I call a condition that looks like your own, just run out quickly. Even if you are the overflow, come quickly. I actually didn't plan to do anything around healing today. But, you know, let's flow with what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. See where we can stop. Amen. Many things happening. I see strange headaches disappearing. There's a lady who's putting on a hair. I don't know what to call it. You're wearing a hair. And there's headache. There's this headache you feel at the center of your head, way to the back. You are wearing a hair. You are wearing another hair. You understand me, ba? I don't know what is with one or wig. I don't know that. I know the Bible. In Jesus' name. You're wearing a hair, as I can see you right now. There's this headache at the center of your head. It goes to the back. I would have called the name of this part of your head, but a lot of people will not understand the medical term. But the Lord just healed you. That headache just disappeared right now in the name of Jesus. There's a gentleman who has, I don't know if it's a headache, but you have this pain on your forehead just above your eyes. Just above your eyes. And sometimes when it's intense, if you look down, it's like your eyes will fall out. The pain is just above your eyes. You are a young man. In fact, you are dark in complexion. The Lord just touched you. You remember the last miracle service? I gave a word about somebody who was healed of pile. You remember? And nobody came out. So the following week, one of our sisters called me from a field location and told me she was in that service with her friend. And the friend told her that he was the one that had that pile and it disappeared, but he was ashamed to come out. Amen. Yeah, I understand. Amen. Amen. God be praised. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, Papa. Both of them, their dad had bone issues.
Bone issues.
Yes, sir.
And God healed God has healed. Huh?
They came to identify that that's the condition.
Your dad has a bone issue.
Yes,
both of you.
The knee was operated.
Was operated,
and there was a complication.
God has done a miracle.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I want you before the end of this service to go and place a call. God has done. Tell him to check that place.
Okay, sir.
All right. In fact, all of you, God has done a miracle there.
Amen.
I had this vision earlier this week, and then just after the man of God ministered, I came up and I had the same vision again. Amen.
Amen.
God has handled the complication, and a miracle has been done.
Amen.
For all of them, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Have you been blessed so far?
Yes, sir.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, sir, for coming. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Meduguri too also needs good things. We are glad that good thing has come. Amen. We give God all the praise. While he was ministering, the resident pastor of Dunamis International Gospel Center, Meduguri, came in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I would want to call him up to just, you know, give us a greeting for 2 minutes. You know, just a greeting and bless us for 2 minutes before he gets seated. I spoke with him today. I told him that, please, I don't come. I said, don't come. We don't want heavyweight here. Amen. But he's a very humble man of God. Great, great, great pastor, great, general in the faith. And, I'm told that, you know, his jurisdiction covers Borno and Yobe state. Amen. So all the dunamis in these two states, I believe, sir, is under his, custody. Recently we had, a few months back in March, we had a visitation by God's servant, Dr. Paul Enenche, in this city. I want to celebrate God because it was his time that happened. Amen. So I'll call him up, just give him a big God bless you to greet us for 2 minutes before we proceed. Please make welcome Pastor Obed Ben Shep.
Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I am humble and I appreciate God for God's servant, Apostle Lagan, for the great work he is doing in this community. And I believe that we are partakers of the things God is doing in this end time. Celebrate God for very humble. Humble man of God and Minister Kestrin, the Lord bless you, sir, for agreeing to come to Meduguri despite your tight schedules. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you once again. Amen. Have you sitting in God's presence? 1 minute. I'm giving 2 minutes. So I think my First Samuel 3 verse 11. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. I think that was happening here tonight. That very soon, I see this ministry going across the globe. Massively. Massively. The things that God is, what you are seeing is a rehearsal. The things that God is about to do through this ministry, every ear that I hear it will tingle. In the name of Jesus. And I'm glad to announce to you that you are a privileged partakers of this thing that God's about to do. and your life will never remain the same. God's servant, the Lord bless you once again in Jesus' name. Celebrate God for him. Give God a praise.
Give Pastor Obed a big, big God bless you. Amen. Thank you, sir. He says I'm a humble man of God. I think he's more humble, amen, than I am. I was so glad you came to share fellowship with us. We had the second seat there because anywhere I've seen you, I've seen Mama. So, yes, sir. Amen. Maybe one of these days we'll get to see Mama again. Are you excited that God is about to do a new thing with us? You heard the prophetic word, and I believe that it will manifest all to the glory of the name of Jesus. You will be glorified. You will be glorified. You will be glorified. Everything that he will do in this conference, he will be glorified. Unto you be all glory and honor and praise. You will be glorified. Unto you, Lord, unto you be all glory and honor. You will be glorified, God.
You will be glorified
in our lives today, Lord. In all that we say and do. Glorified. You will be glorified. You will be glorified. Hallelujah. Everything that God will do in your life, may he take the glory for it. Everything that God will do in this ministry, may he take the glory for it. One of the things I do before every of our program is that I go before God and I tell him, everything you will do in this program, take the glory. Let people forget my name and let it be unto you. In fact, yesterday morning I laid before God and I asked him, do you want us to hold this conference? I can call it off. Not because God didn't ask us to, but I'm careful never to lay ownership of what God does. It's his grace that brought us this far. If I was God, I would not choose somebody like me to be a pastor. Is that how a pastor looks like? Amen. And I think that's one of my secrets. Can we get to the word now? Amen. It's time for us to listen to the word. Amen. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the rain will not fall till midnight. Amen. For the sake of those who are outside. Said amen. Amen. And anybody that leaves to go now, because Minister K-Strings has ministered, that's what you came for. If you are not driving a car, you will go outside and stand for 25 minutes before you get a tricycle. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Try it. Amen. And just try it. You will stand on the junction for more than 25 minutes before any keke come to you. And if you have a car, your car will not start. I decree and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sorry. You know, K-string song, you say mercy, Rahama, right? It's God you ask for mercy, me, I'll just tell you my own. Amen. But let me try to be brief so that we can pray. I'd like us to do some intercessory prayer. And then if I have the time, I'll give some prophetic word that the Lord gave me. Play, please. Some words that the Lord gave me for this land. And then we'll pray. Amen. Yesterday we started to talk about power. And we saw from scriptures categorically that power belongs to God. God is power personified. And that power was manifested through the person of Jesus Christ when he came on earth. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 3 that he became the Son of God with power by the Spirit of holiness. And I showed you yesterday that power exists in different stages and different levels. I told you that there are at least three stages of power that every believer should walk in. I'm sorry, I just saw somebody's engine going up with smoke. Amen. Whatever it is that the enemy is planning with such kind of incidents, we cancel it. In the name of Jesus. Your car, I think it's like a Honda or something. And I saw the engine going up with smoke. Right now, it looks like there's something not right with the engine of the car. I think it's a Honda. I saw it going up in smoke, but we cancel it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Like a Honda car. That's what I just saw. Amen. And please, just document the testimonies. We'll take them tomorrow, okay? God bless you. Is that the lady with the hair? Okay. Okay, the neck. Okay. Amen. I showed you three stages of power that as every believer should walk in. I told you that the first stage is the power to become. And that happens to you at new birth when you are born again. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. The moment you get born again, you are born of the Spirit, you receive the power to become a son and a daughter of God, and you begin to grow in that power of God that is now in you, that nature, that divine nature that is inside of you. The second stage is the power to subdue, or the power over. Luke chapter 10 verse 19, God knowing fully well that we are faced with all kinds of situations, unforeseen forces around us on earth, he gave us the power to subdue these forces and bring them under control. From the flesh, which carries the nature of sin, to witches and wizards, to stubborn situations that can become adversity to a man. The power to subdue. It says in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, behold, I give unto you power, New King James says authority, to trample upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And it is because of this scripture and this understanding of the power to subdue that you can bring under control and under subjection everything around you. God created man to be in charge on earth. And from today, you will live and walk in charge of everything around you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then there is the power against. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are forces that existed before man was created. And these are the forces that has pitched their side with the devil against God and against his creation, man. And for as long as we are on earth, we are going to be at war against these forces. It is intelligent enough for a Christian to know that life as a believer is warfare. You don't have to feel like life is warfare. You have to know that life is warfare. And so God has given us this power to contend against the forces that have rule over this atmosphere, this earth that we live in. And then I told you that there are four levels of power. The power of God can be accessed in any of these levels. I told you, number one, the first level is the level of intimacy. This is the highest point of power that a man can attain, the highest level of power that a man can attain in God, because it happens as a direct contact with God, intimacy with God. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. The moment you become a child of God, you have been brought into a relationship with God. You need to lubricate that relationship by experiencing fellowship with God. As you commune with God and get to know God, you have exposed yourself to the level of power that comes by intimacy. This one, nobody can take from you. As a matter of fact, this is the purest form of power because it came directly from God. And it is from this level of power you can vet all the other levels. You can look at a person and know which power, by which power they do what they do. Why? Because you possess power that came as a result of your intimate relationship with God. And I like that God created it this way so that everybody can access God. So that God will not have grandsons. Did you hear what I'm saying? You can receive from men of God, and it's important to do that. You can receive from music ministers. It's important to do that. There are other levels of power you can receive, but you must crave for the most principal, which is the level of intimacy with God. Then number two, there is the level of position. God has deposited power in positions, both spiritual positions in the heavenly places and earthly positions on earth. The Bible says in Romans 13:1 that every soul should be subject unto higher powers. Your pastor occupies a position as your pastor, and because of that, there is power resident in that position. So that's why it is possible for your pastor to be physically sick and yet come and minister healing to people. Why? Because there is a power that is domiciled in his office. Every divine calling from God is an office, is a position that carries some form of power. The job of the Holy Spirit is to help you locate your calling and begin to harness the power that is there. Even politicians don't enter into positions without God's awareness. Yes, man have a role to play, but the Bible says that there is no power that be except that which is of God. Positional power. Then there is the level of principles, power that comes by principles. God has hidden his power in laws and principles. There are laws in our universe. There are laws in the atmosphere. There are laws of life. Principles by which if you comply with them, you can harness the power of God from them. It will interest you to know that while principalities and powers demonstrate power that is from position, witches and wizards and sorcerers and enchanters and enchantress and native doctors and native doctress and herbalists and herbalists, their power comes from principle. Are you hearing me? The power that a native doctor has comes from God, but the route is not of God. There are principles, spiritual principles that the spirit that he's serving has taught him to walk with. And when he does those things, he can access the power that God has hidden in creation. That's the reason why sometimes they will tell you to bring foul and spill blood. Because blood carries with it a mystery by which you can access spiritual power created by God. That's why sometimes they will tell you bring water. While some charms work with water, some charms fail with water. And in Maiduguri, their charm doesn't work when water touches it. Amen. That's why after this conference, heavy rain will fall next week. No, you are, whether you say amen or not, you will go and see the rain. Amen. I was told last year, sir, you will never believe. I was told that there was somebody, when the flood happened, that somebody who was mad for almost 30 years regained his sanity because of flood. So that's power by principle. That's the reason why when you become a believer, as a child of God, positionally, you have power. But there is also power that comes with you complying with the laws and principles of God's word. So you can pitch yourself at an advantage against the enemy. He said, let Satan take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The word devices means machines or schemes or methods. By these methods, he can access the power that God created. God didn't want to give that power to him. But because this power exists in God's universe, by principle, some of which he learned when he was with God as Lucifer, he can access that power. And that's the reason why it's important as a child of God that you grow in discernment. Know God enough that you can discern by what spirit and what power people operate. Otherwise, you'll go and sing for a herbalist called a pastor. You heard the story of Frank Edwards now. He said it at Dunamis. Went to sing for somebody and from that day his head emptied. And music ministers pray well. Pray well. And some of those offers can be tempting, actually. Because the devil knows he can bait you with. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a state in Nigeria that somebody has been asking me to come to for a while. And I know I will receive red carpet reception. I mean, they will take care of me. At least I will fly in business class. But I kept saying no. No. Even when they tried to do it by force. Called one day and said, sir, we are booking the flight now. You come. I say, you're on your own, sir. Guess what? Now, God has opened the door to go there. If I had gone there, I would have gone ahead of time. Amen. So you will need the power of the Spirit of God to be able to discern the power by which people operate. And then lastly, the power that comes by covenant. And I couldn't share with you how to access this power. I will do that tomorrow. Because tomorrow is going to be an impartation service, most of it. Let's talk about the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. The power to get wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. It is he that gives you power to get. I like that the Bible didn't say to make. That may be a language that is common with men. People say, I want to make money. Let me teach you how to make money. And while I may agree with that, because there are certain laws that they can quote to you that you can follow to make money or make riches or whatever it is. The Bible says that in the kingdom, our wealth is given to us. We receive it by a power that God gives us. And God gives us wealth in the kingdom as a fulfillment of his promise to our father Abraham. I hope you know that in Christ Jesus, we are now recipients of the blessings of Abraham. The Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 13 to 14 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, just like it is written, cursed is anyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may be upon the Gentiles, and that we may receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. That blessing is the same as the Spirit. That Spirit of God is whom we have received in Christ Jesus, so that we can access the blessing that God gave Abraham. So as far as you are concerned, Abraham is a portrait of what it means to be wealthy and be blessed in the kingdom. And when you become a child of God, you receive the power to get the wealth that has been laid up for you. So God didn't call you to struggle to make something that has already been prepared. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, hath given. If you read King James, he said hath. New King James says has given. Has given. Has given. Has given. You are not coming to make money in the kingdom. No. That's not to mean that there are things you will not do. No. But you come to the kingdom first with the mentality that God has given me these things. They are available. Availability is not the problem. It's about accessibility. It exists. And the reason why I have to stress this point is so that we don't come into the, God wants us to transit from a survival mentality to an abundance mentality. The problem we have in the kingdom today, and the reason why there are a lot of false teachings and false gospels, and also a lot of believers who have been raised but not properly, is because many people come into Christ Jesus for different reasons. Many people came to Jesus because a church was behind their house where they were rehearsing, and they love music. So somehow they used to enter the church, and later on they just assume that they are saved. Is that true? Yes. There are funny reasons why people come to church or people come to God. Some come to church just on Sunday morning. They will not come for midweek service. It's on Sunday so that the clothes they sold with the tailor, they have changed the decoration on the altar. And after the service, when the pastor leaves, they will go and snap picture there. Is that true? I think I know why you are quiet. I understand that. Amen. A lot of people come to Christ for different reasons. Some come because they want God to bless them. I said, anybody that leaves now, you will not see keke for the next 25 minutes. I've increased it now to 35 minutes. In the name of Jesus. You gotta sit down and listen to the word of God. Where are you going to? Amen. So, but it is important to know that when we come to Christ Jesus, God knows that we have needs. But God wants you to see him as more than enough. God wants you to be at peace. That's the reason why when you receive Jesus, the peace of God is fueled in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore we are being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That peace tells you that all is well. Because everything that has been a need in your life has already been provided in the kingdom. So you will need to move from a survival mentality. A survival believer is the one that comes to Jesus because of what he can get. And even the getting, he doesn't capture in his getting spiritual things that are far more superior. He's looking for money, which is good. He's looking for fame, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. He's looking for other material things when there are even more superior things that he can receive that can produce these things. So knowing that wealth is a possibility in the kingdom for every believer, it shifts you from a survival mentality to an abundance mentality. Because you know that God is able to supply all your need. Hear what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 from verse 11 to verse 13. Give us that scripture quickly. Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be what? Content. Didn't use the word satisfy. Satisfy and content are two different words. He said, I know how to be abased. That means when I have nothing, I know how to maintain myself. And I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. Why? He says, for I can do all things. This is the abundance mentality. Through Christ who strengthens me. It's a mentality that makes you content. that when I don't have anything, God is able to provide. And when I have all things, God is still God. Because he gives you the power to get wealth. Number one, write this down. Wealth is a reality that is attainable by anyone. Wealth is a reality that is attainable by anyone in the kingdom. It's not for certain people. No, no, no. I'm saying that because there are a lot of people who think that God has not answered their prayer. And they think that God only answers the prayer of some people. No. Wealth is a possibility, is a reality that is attainable by anyone in the kingdom. It is possible to receive it. Number two, all wealth comes from God as the source. All wealth comes from God as the source. To men, through men as the resources. As the source is in bracket, as the resources also in bracket. So let me say it again. All wealth comes from God in bracket as the source. To men, through men in bracket again, as the resources. So God is the source of all wealth and men are the resources. Men are the resources. They are the channels. Men are responsible for creating systems that generate, sustain, and circulate wealth and riches. Men are responsible. They are the ones that, with the intelligence God has given to men, can generate, circulate, or even sustain the wealth that God has given. But God remains the source. It's important, as basic as that is, as basic as that is, it's important you know it. That was why Jesus could overcome the temptation of Satan. Satan offered Jesus the whole world. Had Jesus not known that all things belong to the Father? He said it in Matthew chapter 11. You read verse 26 and 27. He said, all things that the Father had are mine. Verse 27 rather. He said, all things that the Father that have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son. Jesus knew already that God owns everything. That's why he could not bow to Satan. But if you know and you are not conscious of it, Satan may give you an offer that it will be difficult to reject. And don't think the offer will come from a juju priest. The offer can come from a bishop. I heard a story many years ago. I don't know how verifiable, but I heard it from a reliable source about God's servant, Dr. Paul Enenche. Then when they were in Area 1, that somebody came to meet him on a Wednesday service, midweek service, told him, I have a property or a house or something in, is it Maitama or where? For you. Asokoro, oh, thank you, sir. So that means the story is good. I want you to come and see it. Papa remained, they kept talking. When it was about 40 or 30 minutes to the time, the person insisted, Papa say it's 30 minutes to my service time. That was how they continued till it was 5 minutes to the time. Papa said, I'm sorry, you have to leave now. My service is starting in 5 minutes. And I'm not sure after that service, he called the guy and said, where is the house? Now only God knows how many houses he has all over the globe. So if you don't know that God is the source and men are only the resources, Satan can bait you one day. And this thing has no respect for anointing. Jesus himself, Satan came to him to offer him. So don't think that I'm anointed so I will dodge. Now lie. Satan can study you very well and look for the one thing that touches your heart. A friend of mine, he may be watching now. He's a pastor in Abuja. He said somebody who is supposed to be like a son to him came to him and asked him at a season when he was struggling, you know, in ministry, finances and all of that. It takes money to run ministry, let me tell you. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not peace, it's not urine. It takes money. Even wishes, no fit do anything for you. It takes money. The person came, he said, Daddy, I just need you to say yes. Yes to what? A Yahoo that will bring 1 billion to him. I didn't say 1 million. I'm not saying the whole thing will be 1 billion. I'm saying him for saying yes for them to do it. he will get 1 billion.
If you have done program in Abuja before, you will know the risk that guy took to say no to that. Go to Abuja when they tell you one hall is 3 million. Only hall, 3 million. By the time you plus this one, we just came back from Abuja. At least here we still have keke. You can still struggle with 100 naira. Some of you can still argue. Go there, you know, there's nothing like that. It's boat. When you hear boat, call money for you. He said, well, I say, sir, did you say yes? He said, apostle, get skia. I almost said yes. I said, thank God he didn't say yes. The next time we talk 1 month later, I say, sir, did you say yes? Because even me, when I heard 1 billion, I say, Kai. So I have to be checking on him to be sure that he has not. Don't laugh, oh, until you get there. And that's why you came tonight to receive one thing, the power to get wealth. Number 3, wealth and riches are God's promises for his children and those who fear him. Wealth and riches are God's promises for his children and those who fear him. Believe it. Wealth and riches are God's promises for his children and those who fear him. Proverbs 22 verse 4. Two scriptures. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Life to enjoy it. I heard of somebody who went to do internet fraud, I think ritual or something, and they said the oracle gave him 8 billion naira to spend in 2 years. God forbid for that kind of, that is not wealth. You will start buying everything. You just be buying everything. How much is this buy? How much? Psalms 112 verse 1 to 3. Wealth and riches are God's promises for his children and those who fear him. Psalms 112 verse 1 to 3. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandment. Then his descendant will be mighty on the earth. Make sure you don't claim any other verse if you don't start from verse 1. Let's read verse 1 again. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who what? Fears the Lord. Who delights greatly in his commandment. He didn't mention the name of the man or the son name. So this is applicable to all men. What will happen? His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3, it says, wealth and riches shall be in his house. Let it be so for you in the name of Jesus. And his righteousness endures forever. I'm talking about wealth that will still allow you to serve God. Wealth that will not allow you to leave the ushering department. Say, no, I'm not a billionaire. So, pastor, you need to make me a knight. Or make me a deacon. Some can even construct a name for the pastor and say, you can do this now. Just put me there. No, sir. Well, that will make you see God the way he always was when you were broke. That means nothing changed. That's why God said he's giving us a new heart first. Because any change that happens in your heart will affect anything around you. Change begins from the heart. And God wants you to be a man that is the same in all things. All things. The way you feel when you wear a new cloth should be the same way you feel when you wear an old cloth. Your clothes don't define you. Your cars don't define you. Your house is good as they are, don't define you. Nothing that you have. Why? Because a man cannot receive anything except it is given to him from above. Not talking of wealth that will make you so proud. And you know, we know how to sanctify pride in church. Pastor, I'm sure you've seen those kind of people. We know how to sanctify it. Wealth that makes you the same. Look at people the same. Everybody is the same before nothing changed. Of course, your standard of living improved. Definitely. You are eating well now, yes. And you have enough to give for the kingdom. But nothing changed. your heart towards people is still the same. Is God speaking to us at all? Because I'm talking to a young generation. And if for anything, money is one of the things that the devil is using again and again to bait us. In fact, money is one major force that has driven people from the presence of God. In fact, money is so powerful that the Bible didn't say you cannot serve God and Satan. It said you cannot serve God and mammon. Shift Satan aside. Satan is a threat, but there is a new threat in town. Mammon! That possessive spirit, that wealth, that obsession for riches, that intelligence to build your reputation and your worth by what you have. And I'm not talking that, I'm telling you that God has given this thing to us, but I'm also telling you that this thing should not have us. One of the reasons why I do a lot of retreats again and again is not, it's not because if I don't do the retreat, I can't come and preach. No, it's every week I have to allow God check my heart, because myself, I have seen situations where I almost fell because of money. Let me give you an example. Somebody came to me one day for prayers. This is years ago. A military officer. And I knew that this person was not a good person. Just all these people who, let's just go to church. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All kinds of lifestyle and all of that. Came for prayers. And because he gave envelope. I mean, I'm confessing my sin. He gave envelope. Perhaps a very huge envelope that I had not seen that time. I collected it. I went into my room, brought the holy anointing oil. I'm telling you truth. It's one of the things I regret till today. I brought the one, you know that one that you pray on every day and then you go. I brought it and anointed him and laid hands. And as I laid hands on him, I felt, you know, the Holy Spirit can make you feel that he's not happy. You just that feeling. And the guy left and the Holy Spirit told me that you don't consecrate what is unclean. I didn't eat that day. Because I had to go and sit down. Oh, so the anointing oil was used by the priest to consecrate. So when you are anointed, amongst many things that happens is that that anointing consecrates you. That's the reason why in Leviticus, before when a leper has been cleansed, when he's healed of his leprosy, the first thing that the priest will do is apply blood 7 times. One of the blood will be on his thumb and on his toe. And then after that, he will now apply oil, because the blood speaks of justification, forgiveness of sin first. Then you are born again. Then the oil, which is the Holy Spirit, can rest upon you. But because I saw envelope, till today I regret that that thing never left my head. But the Holy Spirit says you have blessed him and he truly is blessed. And the Bible says whatever the Lord does abides forever. So maybe he left me and went to sleep with somebody who is not his wife. And he will carry the blessing. Not because God wanted him to be blessed that way. Because the Bible says, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that greatly delights in his commandment. But because a priest blessed him without thinking, he's blessed. Every day of my life, I remember that incident. So wealth and riches are God's promises for his children and those who fear him. I told you it's not a question of availability, but of accessibility. I told you that Abraham is God's portrait of a wealthy and blessed man. Isaiah 51 verse 1 to 2 says, look to Abraham. He said, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from where you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from where you were dug. He said, look to Abraham, your father. All of us who are seeking God as believers, he said, look to Abraham, your ancestor, and to Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. So God is saying, anything I could do with Abraham, I can do with you. It doesn't matter whether you come from Garkida. It doesn't matter whether you come from Uba, from Lhasa. Even if your village is between Adamawa and Cameroon, and he doesn't have name. Whatever I did with Abraham, he said, I can do with you. And let me show you what God did to stamp wealth and riches in the life of Abraham. Genesis 24 verse 1. The Bible says, now Abraham was old and well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in how many things? May that be your story in the name of Jesus. So how do we obtain the power to get wealth? And then we'll close. Because we are concentrating on the power. This is not a wealth class. No. I just want to concentrate on the spiritual dimension to wealth before we pray. And I just pray, I remember there's a story I want to share with you at the end of my message before we begin to pray. Because you have to believe me, amongst many things, there is a spiritual aspect of wealth. There are many footballers who made good money but are broke. They became broke when they retired. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are people who have been in opportunities. Money came. But after the opportunities left, nothing changed. I believe that there is a spiritual dimension to wealth. And that's why God wants to give you, amongst many things, amongst the power, there is power for signs and wonders. There is power for healing. There is power for deliverance, for miracles. There is also the power to get wealth. So how do you obtain this power? Three things and then we'll close. Number one, you want the power to get wealth? Pick among these three or four things. Number one, a surrendered heart. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you, oh Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you. Every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way. How do you obtain the power to get this wealth that is in the kingdom? Number one, a surrendered heart. And this is something that for till Jesus come, we need to keep flogging about it again. This heart thing, we need to keep talking about it. If we truly, I don't know, sir. But recently I'm now more conscious about the coming of Jesus. Not because of anything I've seen on social media. But every day I wake up, I remember Jesus will come. So is it with this my black heart? Somehow do I just think Jesus will change the whole thing? You know, Nigerians, we are used to lobbying. Even me, sometimes they lobby for me. And somehow our lobby mentality makes us think that maybe when Jesus comes, somehow God will lobby the system and we will just enter. No, sir. No, sir. And that's why every day that heart, you must keep it surrendered before God. Your heart is like a farm. If you don't check your farm every day, especially during rainy season, you will go 1 month later and see grass is taller than your crops. The Bible says the heart of a man is deceitful and above all things desperately wicked. He said no man, including the owner of the heart, no man can discern it. That means, where is your heart? You will point to this organ, right? But that's not your heart. That's the physical expression of your heart. Even you don't know where your heart is. Even you, the owner of the heart, you don't know where your heart is. So you can't tell when money has entered. You can't tell when fame has entered. Your heart is like a farm. You need to keep going to check every week. If not, you will go and you will not even think you planted dawa. Because grasses would have grown above it. It's a very subtle way by which things can enter into our hearts and become idols. When I say surrendered heart, I'm not saying, you know, during altar call, we say if you want to give your life to Christ. We just use that so that people can, you know, communicate with what we are saying. But actually, when you want to be born again, you don't give your life to Christ. No, you receive the life of Christ first. When you have received the life of Christ, then you can now surrender your heart. Because that life you want to give God that is not even regenerated or recreated, what will he do with it? Is God speaking to somebody? So I'm talking to those who are born again. If you are not born again, you have to start from being born again first. Before you can even surrender a heart. Because God says, I will give you a new heart. That's what happens when you are born again. That's what happens at salvation. He gives you a new heart. It is that heart you can now give to him, surrender to him. But if you are not born again, what are you going to give him? A surrendered heart, for me, is the number one secret to obtaining the... Because listen, power is a major resource in the kingdom. Power is given based on trust. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's given based on everybody here. There is nobody I know that will work with somebody they cannot trust. If you are here and you can work with anybody that you don't trust and you are comfortable with them around you, please put up your hands. And you are talking about God who has seen humanity for thousands of years. Even the first man he created betrayed him. And many people have used God for thousands of years. That's why God is not experimenting with your life. He knows human beings. He has worked with men for a long time. So when God says, follow me, don't try to bargain with God. No, just follow him. I don't know how God is able to still entrust us with his power, even when many people have betrayed him with it. Some have used the power of God to sleep with ladies. Some have used the power of God to betray people. Some have used the power of God to control people. So people have used what God gave them to do all kinds of things. Some have used the power of wealth that God gave them to kill their fellow believer. Is it not David that God made a king? That used the power that God gave him to take somebody's wife. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The holy man of God. David, one time a woman told him, he said, you are like the angel of God. He said, nothing can be hidden from you. But he used the power and position God gave him. Collected a woman, killed the man, and covered it up very well. And when the man died, he said, woman, oh yeah, come, now I have you. That's the reason why before God makes any deal with you, it's your heart first. Yes, it's your heart first. You see, that your place of prayer where you are there, you are praying every day, he's seeing what you are doing. But the reason for his silence is because he's checking your heart. He's checking your heart. Billions of people have come and told him like that, that God, use me and I will give you glory. And the moment he gave them the power, off they went. So you now, there is nothing you don't have any proof. Your proof will be, walk with me for 10 years and I don't announce you. Okay, you want me to use you? All right, leave Abuja, go to Sokoto and remain there. In Jesus' mighty name. I was talking with God's servant Apostle Shokonya in 2022. January, as at that year, he told me he had invitations already. We were in January. He said he already had invitations to 9 nations. 9, including the United States and Namibia. He said he wasn't going. Why? Because God didn't release him. And I asked him, wait, how did they know when God they released person? Because honestly, I don't know. He said that the pastor in US got offended. He says, sir, okay, if you're not coming, do virtual. Just do video. He says, sir, please, I will come. Till now, he has not left Nigeria. And I heard that he kept multiplying. I said, now, wow. In fact, that's one of the reasons I followed that man. I saw somebody. I said, guy, this is your heart. No. Me? US? Off I go. Visa must work. Visa must work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? when you stand in that embassy, you'll be speaking in tongues. Once they want to deny you, you stretch your hand like Moses stretched the rod. Part in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Minister Kistrings, sorry, I just saw this now. Can I say, I saw you going to the U.S. Yes, sir. I saw you going to the U.S. God himself will open the door, and it's not one ministration. I'm sorry. I don't like prophesying to, you know, men of God. Your heart. You see, when we stand before God, God doesn't care how we look. Oh, that your makeup you did is good, but you did it for your fellow man. The thing with the eyes of God is nothing is hidden from it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As you are now, you can't see what is behind this wall. But when God looks at this wall, he can see even to, what's that road? The circular road. There is no limit to his eyes. So when we stand before God, it's not face. It's not Instagram views. It's heart that God, that's how God rates men. Heart. That's how he rates men. He has never changed it and he will never change it. His heart. Thank God, 1 million followers, good, good. Thank God, governor, good. But when you come before God, God don't care about those things. You know what Jesus told Peter? He said, when he rebuked Satan in Peter, he said, for thou savorest the things of men and not the things of God. So there are the things of men and there are the things of God. His heart. Just like in this conference now, God is checking. In these 3 days, God is here to visit people, but he's looking at our hearts. Some of us, the content of our hearts will not allow God flow. For some of us, God wants to release, but he's not sure with this heart that has not changed, you will not go back and become another thing. Heart. Heart. A surrendered heart. A surrendered heart. A surrendered heart. A surrendered heart. Abraham followed him till he knew that Abraham... You look at what God said it in Genesis 19. When God was going to... 18 rather. When he was going to destroy Sodom. He stopped. He said, can I hide from Abraham what I will do? He said, for I have known him that he will command his house and his children after my commandment. Abraham did not ask God what he's going to do. It was God that, God felt that if I don't share it with this guy, I will feel like I'm betraying him. Because on earth, is there anybody I trust like this man? The second time in Genesis 22, when he passed the test with Isaac, God said, now I know that you fear me. Many of us, what you are going through now, it's not like God will not give you the resources, but he's checking your heart. Even the small one he blessed you, he's checking your heart. It's checking your heart. It's checking your heart. You are around people who are great. You are around wealthy people. He's checking your heart. He can give you what they have, yes, but he's checking your heart. And a surrendered heart, listen to me. A heart that is truly surrendered to God will lead to a life of sacrifice. A heart truly surrendered to God will lead to a life of sacrifice. A sacrificial life. If you have ever seen somebody live sacrificially, go and check. His heart has been given to God. There is no reservation. You know, K-Strings would have been anywhere on earth apart from here. He would have decided not to come and it won't change anything. He has gone to more places where he has been honored. More. In fact, when he came and sat there, I told him, I said, sir, off your ear from all the sound that you have heard. This is Meduguri. Just embrace us. He laughs. Say, no, this is good. It's the heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's the heart. It's the heart. And you have to keep, you see, as you rise with God, because wealth is in levels. Remember, I said wealth, there is a power to it. And I said power is a resource that is given based on trust. That means wealth is given to you based on how God trusts you. And at every level, he will vet. This is not because I'm preaching it, this is the reality. He will vet it. He will check whether he can trust you. The problem with some people is God entrusts them with a level of wealth. And instead of them to be able to maintain and manage it, they start spending it recklessly on things that cannot generate the wealth again. And if you ask them, they'll say, no, let's not look like beggars now. At least let's package. Let's package, but you empty your account to package. Are you hearing me tonight? A surrendered heart. When your heart is surrendered to God, it will lead to a life of sacrifice. And a sacrificial life is a life that is dead to self and completely yielded to God. A sacrificial life is the life that is dead to self and completely yielded to God. Let God have his way. Let God own everything that I have. And at any time he can demand for it. At any time he can decide if I should stay with a little amount of money for a while. You know, there are seasons in your life where God may allow your money to go down. Not really because of anything. He just wants to make you realize, may you not get to a point where you now start living based on what is in your account. The just shall live by his faith. So as rich and as blessed as you are, some seasons God can, if he sees that your business will not go down, of course, God can deliberately say, empty your account. I remember a preacher who came to preach for my dad years ago in Masaka. He was a blessed man. Oh. In fact, he's currently the PFN chairman of Nasarawa State. My elder brother will know him. He came for our Thanksgiving. As he entered and picked up the mic to preach, he raised a song. He told us to wait. He said God said he should bring all the money he has. So he removed all the money in his wallet and dropped. He raised another song. He said, no, God said he should go to the car and remove all the money in the car. I will never forget that service. We were just looking. And I saw what the guy dropped. I know that the whole church, you know, Thanksgiving offering. In my mind, I calculated that our Thanksgiving offering will not reach what this guy has dropped. He dropped everything and laid. This guy, that was when Highlander came out the first time. He drove with it to the church. He laid flat before God. And that was all the message that day. I said, God, did you bring this guy to teach us something or did you bring him to rebuke us or what? Because even us, I'm not sure we ourselves like this, no. I will never forget that. I never forget that. That was like 2013. Sacrifice. How many of us can God trust us with his kingdom assignment? As a man of God, can God tell you to put up a program that will make you spend almost everything you have just for God to be glorified and the people be blessed? Will you be ready to give up on your own? Like I said, God will test you to see if you live by faith. So sometimes he will say, empty your account. Sometimes he will not allow the flow to come too much. Why? He just wants to put you at that point where you are not living by what you have. You are living by faith. Hallelujah. Number two, obtaining the power for wealth. Number two, yielding to the lordship of Christ. Yielding to the lordship of Christ. That is the leading of the Spirit. You want to obtain the power for wealth? You must yield to the lordship of Christ. The leading of the Spirit. You must allow the Spirit of God become Lord over your life and lead you in all that you do. Especially in finances. Isaiah 48 verse 17. The Spirit of God must lead you. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and who leads you by the way you should go. God must be Lord over your finances as he is Lord over your business, as he is Lord over your career, as his Lord over your family, your money. He must be Lord over it. He wants to give you, but he wants to know whether he will remain the owner. Whether you will change the password of your ATM card that even God will not know. You know that some people like that, they change their password every now and then. Even God doesn't know their password. Of course, you know that's a sarcastic statement.
You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore.
The Spirit of God must lead you. He must be Lord. He must be Lord. Walk behind him and follow him. The Bible says he will teach you to profit. That's your business. Surrender it to him. That's your career. That you have a job does not mean you will be wealthy. That you have a business is not a guarantee that you will be wealthy. No. Allow the Holy Spirit to come into the equation and teach you. Don't think all he knows is the Bible. No. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge. Till nobody knows more than him. The Bible calls him the breath of the Almighty. That spirit that is in man that makes that man have understanding is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost knows business. Oh. The Holy Ghost knows what you can do that will not be affected by the crashing of Naira. The Holy Ghost knows at what season to change into what business. The Holy Ghost does not give you principles he borrowed from people. No. There are few moments where he can say, do what this person is doing. Why? Because he gave that person a pattern. The Holy Ghost can teach you to prosper. Hand it over to him and trust him. Why is it difficult for men to trust God? We trust every other thing God created. We trust cars. We trust human beings. We trust houses. Even the chair you are sitting on. You didn't check it whether it will contain you. You sat down because you trust it. But the creator of everything, is difficult for us to trust him. Sometimes it's difficult for believers to believe. Sometimes. Why can we not trust him? When the Holy Ghost tells you go to a city and there's very little money in your account, don't you trust him as the provider? Is he not the father of spirit? He knows what to do to a man in the night, and that man will wake up and pay for your hotel before you arrive there. Honestly, that's why, well, there's something I've seen in ministry in my little time. Fame and influence is good. Very good. Very good. And I thank God for what he's doing in the life of God's servant, K Strings. But I have also seen that it's not a guarantee that you'll be rich. You can be famous and struggle. Amen. And this man is blessed too. Full stop. Let me just put it there. I won't say any other thing. He's blessed. All through this year, I have not, all the time I've been traveling, I've not booked one flight. And since I started ministry before God, I've never called anybody. And this is not a statement of pride, but let me just tell you, because some people will think, how is he doing this thing? Somebody sponsoring him somewhere. Nobody sponsoring me. Nobody. Everything you see is the provider in this town. I don't tell anybody when I'm traveling, I just move. But somehow, there's somebody who finds out that I'm traveling and pays for it. If I was a popular man of God, at least I would have said, okay, maybe I'm popular, that's why. But I'm not popular. So how come? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Allow him to lead you. Get our series on financial supply. I taught about faith for financial supply and wisdom for supernatural supply. Listen to those messages. I told you in that part two, wisdom for supernatural supplies, I said there are three ways by which God handles your finances. He leads you, he teaches you, and he gives you. He leads you by instructions, by revelations. He teaches you by knowledge and understanding. And he gives you, because there are times when you have a need and it's not a time to learn principle. You just need intervention. So God can simply just provide. The God of seed time and harvest is the same God of by this time tomorrow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In those moments, you don't need principle. Your program is in 2 weeks. When do you want to start learning the principle of buying and selling for? No, sir. The Holy Ghost knows how to breathe on somebody, and the person calls you and say, what's the bill for your program?
You laugh and say, hey, is this amount? The person say, okay, consider it done. So those are timely interventions. And I pray for somebody here who is listening. Between now and tomorrow evening, may God give you a 24-hour financial miracle. I say it again, may God give you a 24-hour financial miracle. May God give you a 24-hour financial miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. I know that God, oh. I know that God. If not, I would have left ministry since. I know that God. I know that God. I know the God that you can put your phone and look at it and tell people, don't worry, God will provide. Ask our head of finance. The kind of pressure I put him under. I tell him, don't worry, sir. God will provide. He says, sir, we have spent. I say, don't worry. Because I know him. Why? Allow him to lead you. Let him be Lord. Are you blessed tonight? Finally. So yielding to the leading of the Spirit means you must seek him daily. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5. The Bible says, as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So you must seek him daily. I advise every young person here, young businessmen, entrepreneurs, when you go back, study the life of a man called Uzziah in the Bible. There are different secrets to wealth in the life of that man. This is not homework in school where you go and not do it. All right? Study. Study Uzziah. 2 Chronicles 26. And you will see the wisdom behind prosperity in the kingdom. Every young entrepreneur, every young business person, go back. Your wife or your husband is a business. Study it for them. You will see principles there. I'm saying it now. 1 month later, somebody will come and ask me something on that line that is traceable to this. I'm saying it again. Go back and study the life of Uzziah, one of the kings of Judah. There are many answers there. Number three, seek mental transformation. Before God gives you the power to wealth, you must receive the wisdom that helps you harness that power. Seek mental transformation. Wealth and prosperity can be a reward for transformation. Very true. Wealth and prosperity can be a reward for transformation. Transformation simply means change. Positive change from one level to the other. Growing into superior versions of yourself. I remember years ago when I was learning how to play keyboard. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent. How many of you learned that? With one finger. Then later you use two fingers. Like that. Then later three fingers. Then there was only so much I could do. And then over time. So transformation is a process. God will not just throw billions and give you. Do you have the wisdom? Do you have the mental power to accommodate it? There's something. Money is a spirit. Believe it. And that spirit must operate with an existing intelligence. Spirit walk in the life of human beings by coordinated mindsets, mind control systems. That's why if you cast out a spirit, it is not enough deliverance. Send that person to Dunamis Church. Let that person be discipled so that the mindset can be taken off. Otherwise, the spirit can come back 2 years later and find the same mindset and occupy as if nothing happened. Mental transformation. Money has power. Believe it. I know you don't believe it because you've not seen 1 million. You've not seen 10 million. Make it drop for your account first. That's when you know that there are legion inside of you. We are legion. For because one of you will be telling, go and buy car. Go. If you want to know a man that is truly in control of himself, give him power. Give him money. Put him in a position. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So one of the ways you'll be able to control what is coming to you,
mental transformation. You know why we need to share about this? First of all, because part of the global revival that will happen in this end time is that there's going to be a wealth transfer. First of all. First of all. And I think God is mirroring it through the Nigerian church. You see Nigerian pastors building great structures. That is a sign of the kind of wealth we'll control. And we need it because right now it looks like Nigeria is exporting the highest number of missionaries to the world. And those missionaries will not fly on the wings of angels to Australia to preach. Even if they fly on the wings of angels, will they pass through immigration? They need a passport. They need visa. Wealth is about to hit the church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And number two, I believe that revival in Nigeria is not complete until the northern church in Nigeria is rescued from poverty. That's why any of my friends that preach from that side, I tell them, please, no matter what you people do, remember the north. Because nothing we do in Nigeria will be complete if the north is left the way it is. They may not believe it, but it's the truth. I tell them, as God is blessing you in the south, and remember the north. Remember the north. And I'm not saying, I've lived in different parts of Nigeria. I was born in Lagos. I lived in Lagos, went to Port Harcourt, came to Maiduguri. I've seen all sides. Listen, if the church in northern Nigeria is not delivered from ignorance and poverty, we don't even have a revival yet. I was talking with Pastor. Many of you know the church in Dunamis Church here on Dunbar Road. When he told me the timeline that was given to him for the coming of God's servant, I discovered that it was in 3 months they did literally almost everything. That was my calculation, sir. That will not come if God did not empower. This is my 8th year preaching in northern Nigeria. This is not Kaduna, Jos. No, that's not north. This is Maiduguri north. This is my 8th year preaching here. The spirit of poverty and ignorance is a force. You better believe me. I asked a question one time in our conference in April. I said, mention the Christian billionaires we have in this town. Nobody has mentioned till today. Nobody has told me. You think we can do much like that? You think we can gather the respect before these people like that? Pastor was telling me how that their church had to sink borehole in some Muslim communities. And it had, because power is coming from here, and because we have many of our leaders coming from here, they are coming from a poverty-stricken environment. They will carry that mindset to Aso Rock and change, and we will all, you now see why I say they should remember the north. And I want you to cut this part of the message and put it there. This thing I'm saying, because we need to sound this alarm like this. It will take more than just northern preachers to do it. For as long as there is a contention for power in this country, and the north will never want to give up the seat, I think what we need to do is begin a work of transformation in north. Because if the north is not delivered, Nigeria will not enter our destiny. So we must be mentally transformed. Read books about wealth, about business, about money. Study. Study the Bible. Study principles that were used in scripture. Ancient wisdom that God communicated with men of different generations. Study it. Grow. Look for people who are above you and fraternize with them. How do billionaires think? The next time you have the opportunity to go to the house of a multi-millionaire, don't just go and be like, hey, Versace, hey, Gucci. Watch how they behave. Something is happening to you as you are observing. Funny enough, some of the rich friends I have, is as if I even dress more than them. And I realize that they are investment conscious more. Study them. Because when you give money to somebody who's coming from poverty, the first thing he will do is go and stay in a hotel for 1 month and eat hotel food and punish poverty and tell poverty that you see that now. You see that now. So nothing changed. All this while he was waiting, nothing grew in his mind. Many of us young people here, many of you, let me tell you the truth, many of you, the next, listen, God wants to work with the young people in this north, in Nigeria. God wants to start raising young, wealthy people. But our young men need to have their minds transformed. It's Christian guys that womanize the most. What about our females, Unko? You know, there's a mindset for females in the north. An average young lady now who is in the north of Nigeria in the church is waiting for a rich man to marry her. Is God speaking to you tonight? Yes, sir. Mental transformation. Proverbs 24 verse 14. Proverbs 8 verse 18. Ephesians 3 17 to 19. You go read that. To experience genuine transformation, seek knowledge and understanding. Seek knowledge and understanding. Why? Knowledge and understanding is the cradle for transformation. The cradle of transformation is knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and understanding is the language for growth. Is the language for growth. When somebody speaks, the level of understanding they command, the level of information they carry, tells you that they are growing. Nothing may change physically, but by the way this person sounds, you know they are growing. Including pastors, including music ministers, even ministers, so let me tell you. Because honorarium is not what makes you rich. The last 2 years or so, I don't think I've collected any honorarium anywhere. In fact, there are places I go, I pay my way and go and come back. So if I was to depend on honorarium, no, my people, may nobody deceive now. Honorarium will never make you rich. Apostle Shokoya used to tell us like a joke. He said, before, say seed, they come for ministry. But before you come, you go nearly die. Believe me. Seek mental transformation. Finally. There's supposed to be a number 5, but I don't think you are interested in that one. One day you are, I'll tell you. No, really. One day I'll tell you. The last one. Strategic networking and partnership. Strategic networking and partnership. I call it the power of relationships. You want to obtain the power to get wealth, you must be conscious of forming strategic networks and partnership. You've heard it said that your network determines your net worth. Very true. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for the day of adversity. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. You say, but there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You see the thing with rich people, huh? When a rich man's house gets burnt, nobody cries too much. If he doesn't have businesses and investments, he has rich friends. When Obi Kubana is doing his birthday, who they come? Rich people. Somebody gave him 100 million. That person is sowing for a rainy day. A day will come where he will need money to mobilize a contract. He will meet Obi Kubana. Give me money. There's this mentality that rich people have that makes wealth circulate around and amongst them. They believe in network. They believe in relationship. That's why I said it before, that nobody goes up when it comes to wealth. Nobody goes up. You are brought up. Somebody up has to bring you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One of the ways God can change your life is make, in a cycle of rich people, make one of them just like you unconditionally. And it brings you into the cycle. So 12 friends, 11 are rich. You are the 12th. You are blessed already. I know it by experience, believe me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, let me tell you something about this friendship before we close. When we say networking, when we say partnerships, when we say relationships, I think there's an imbalanced understanding we have about it in the body of Christ. Because of this thing, people now are thinking, the reason why I make friends is so that when I don't have, they will give me. So our motive towards making friends is opportunistic. It's because of what you can get. Listen, There are some people God will send to you. They are nobody today. But tomorrow. Tomorrow. Have the discernment to see the tomorrow of a person. That's how God does. Some of the people that are today may be no more tomorrow. And some of the people that are not in today may be those that are in charge tomorrow. May God give you the discernment to see the future of men and connect with a destiny you will be proud of connecting with. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a young man I met in this town years ago. I met him through somebody. And the relationship was such that I shouldn't be serious with it. But I received him like every other person. I remember that day he sold a seed of 10,000 naira. So his friend that I met him through was about leaving the country and was leaving this town. So I built relationship with him. You know, we talk, he comes to visit me, pray with him, we talk and all of that. If I decided to look at the 10,000 naira that he gave me at first, I don't think I would have been serious with him, but years later, one of the individuals that God has used to bless me is that 10,000 naira guy. His life shifted in a short time. From here, they took his boss somewhere and his boss became one of the biggest names in Nigeria. And he entered and things just changed overnight. This guy will call me and say, "Where are you traveling to, Papa?" I say, "Who told you I'm traveling?" He said, "Daddy, where are you traveling to?" I say, "So and so place." I said, "Even with something," I say, "I booked my tickets." "Okay, Daddy, just send me your ticket." I said, "He said, Daddy, send me." He has a way of pressurizing me to give. When I send the ticket, he will upgrade it. Then calls me and say, "Papa, I opened this business, so state. Please come help me go and dedicate it." Dedication, ba? Yes, you go for dedication and they give you something that in 12 months. No, you are smart people, so just think. But if I looked at 10,000 naira that he gave me, don't make friends with people because of what they will give you alone. No. Have a heart that loves people unequivocally. Listen, love like Jesus. All men are the same before Jesus. You don't know who. The Bible says in the morning sow your seed. And in the evening don't withhold your hand. I just got to meet Pastor. I think it was last year. Through somebody who came to preach for us. And I built the relationship. Something will happen. They may transfer him from here to another place. But the relationship is not for now. I may need him tomorrow. If I think he's nobody now, what of tomorrow? If we don't preach it like that, we will raise a lot of opportunistic believers. Because there are some women now in the congregation, some young ladies who are regretting that boyfriend you left 2 years ago now is a multi-millionaire. In fact, you are praying in your heart that, "Lord, let him call my name like you call Samuel so that I can return back. If only I had known." Because 2 years ago, he had no hope. But right now, are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus said, "Make friends with unrighteous mammon." He says, so that when you are done, they will receive you into an everlasting home. Some of you are blessed now. Huh? Use what you have to empower. Oh, that's the fifth one I would have talked about. Now that you have money, now that all things are well, you are married to a rich man, all is well. Eh? That lady who doesn't have anything but has a future. How do you know? Look at the way she talks. Every day you know something is changing in our mind. It's only a matter of time. That mind will come back and take the body to the future. It's only a matter of time. The God we serve can lift anybody at any time. He can break any principle and any protocol. He doesn't explain to anyone why he lifts you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your process may be 10 years. He may come at the year 5 and say, "You know what, forget the remaining 5 years. I choose to lift you." Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when God lifts you, no man, not even the oracles of your father's house. I remember when we started this ministry, Bishop, you know, there were some people who were close to us then who had the opportunity to be, because that time, I didn't even know we would do something like this. That time we used to meet in house fellowship with guitar. In fact, we were like that for more than a year. And I, you know what? Those days, I realized that I was comfortable with every level God took us to. Diana, you are here. Your house, we have used your house before. Some of those guys left. Today now, uncle. And you think today is the end? Even me, I don't know what is waiting for me tomorrow. All I know every day is I'm yielding my heart to God. I'm telling God I'm available every day. I thank God for those who are ahead of me, but I'm telling God I'm available. So even me, I don't know whether in two days' time, I'll become a global figure. I don't know. Everybody went to bed with Joseph as a prisoner in the night. They woke up and didn't see him again. The next time they saw him with the king's ring. Make strategic relationships. Pray and discern the future of people. God's servant, Dr. Paul Enenche, this is not how he started. He shares it. Sometimes when you hear his testimony, you think it's not true. And I'm sure that those early years, there were people that left them. But today, we thought that Apostle Selman would remain in Zaria. Today, look at him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even me, in my life, I never knew God would connect me with him. I've known him. I've been following him since 2012. In fact, there were years where every week I listened to his messages back to back, back to back. I would pray, do retreat with it, cry. Something in me would tell me, you'll meet this guy one day. You'll meet this man. Many times I missed him, but I knew I'll meet him one day. Many years later. In fact, some of these men, I hide my relationship, how intimate I am with them. I hide it so that people don't try to exploit me. So, be discerning. When God gives you an opportunity to help somebody with 50,000, that 50,000 you give tomorrow, that person can be 50 million naira worth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As God lifts you, empower people. As God blesses you, bless others. I know that there are opportunists. I know there are people who are waste investment. May God give you the wisdom to avoid those ones. But there are those that you'll be happy that you lifted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God gives you a stage, don't carry it alone. Share it with people. Discern people and help to lift them. Let it be. Wealth is not just in the money you have. It's in the men that you have. The men you have raised. I know one of them that always tells me, says, every time he calls me, what? Kai, some kind of people, their money you think is blood money. Actually, it's blood money, Jesus' blood. Once in a while, he'll call me and say, Daddy, if Maiduguri is tired of you, please tell us. Oh, you know they hear those kind of things, ba? Or is it countries that have been extending, Uganda and... But I tell them, no, God has me here for now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you blessed so far? Rise on your feet, let's pray. Can we pray for the next 10 minutes? Is that okay? I'd like you to open your mouth and bless the Lord for what you have heard. Bless him. Simple but profound truths. Bless him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace for a surrendered heart. The grace to live a sacrificial life. To live with a heart that is yielded to Jesus. That Jesus from today becomes my Lord. And he is Lord over all. In the name of Jesus. Say after me again, in the name of Jesus. I receive the wisdom, the knowledge, understanding for the transformation of my mind. Today and always, the wisdom behind kingdom wealth, I receive it today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that for 2 minutes. Open your mouth and pray that for 2 minutes. Open your mouth and speak to God for 2 minutes. Halabaraketa bahazo kromohote mesia. Embratas koprade lahatamanda sayaga lama. Lambra keta labaria katabosha. Brete kelebahana sobraman. Membre kete librahano sobrome de likidiala. I declare that my mind is renewed. I receive the wisdom and knowledge for transformation. I break free from every inferior pattern, mental pattern, thought pattern, to a wealth mentality. I declare that Jesus is Lord over all that I do. Some of you need to surrender everything you have and you are again to Him. Surrender everything again to Him. Let Him be Lord over all. Everything. Surrender to Him. Everything. Lord, You are everything to me. Everything. Everything, Lord, You are everything to me. You're my treasure, my priority. Who can compare? Hallelujah. We are going to pray one prayer tonight and then I speak over us and we are done. But hear me. One of the greatest secrets to wealth in the kingdom, I have heard it from my mentors, I have discovered it in the word, is the secret of surrender. Anything you cannot lay down, you don't have the right or the strength to pick up. You can only retain what you have given. That's how God's formula is. Some of you that God is making you give sacrificially, can I explain to you what is happening to you by experience? God is killing the attachment that you may have with what is in your custody. You are dying to self by that thing. God is lifting you above what you have and is creating room in you to accommodate more. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 4 years ago, God told me He was going to change the financial status of my life. And He will show me how that in a city like this, you can prosper. So one of the things that God made me do was to give sacrificially. Brothers and sisters, there are people who have given more than me, definitely. But the things God has asked me to do, some of it I may not be able to share with you. There are some things I've not told anybody. There are some things that even me, my heart fails when I think about it. There are seasons in my life where God has made me drop and lay down again and again and again and again. But then I've also seen God fast track many things for me. Are you ready to receive what God wants to give you? You must be willing to surrender. Let nothing that God gives you take His place. And you must ensure of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, we are going to pray tonight before we leave. Hear me. A few years ago, I had a dream. I was praying that season.
had studied about finances. I prayed. Nothing happened. 2 years later, I think it was my first house. God came to me in a dream one night. I was not praying about wealth. God came. And God showed me, there's a man of God in this country, I won't mention the name, but anytime he talks about how he broke into wealth, he always talks about a vision he had and what happened in that vision. But he never explains it. I went to sleep that night and then the Holy Spirit took me into that vision. I'm sorry, I won't give you the details. If I call the name of the man of God, you all will know. God took me to the vision. He showed me what happened. Then it was as if I heard a voice talking to me. He started explaining what was happening there. It's just one word he gave me. And when I came back from that dream, he said, if you do this one thing, that thing that happened in that man's dream, you will taste of it. And that was when my finances changed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All the programs we hold, we never hold any program on debt. We never borrow from anybody. There are churches in the north that are sponsored by international organizations. That are sponsored by churches in the south. This ministry has never been sponsored by anybody. The last time I had the opportunity to see God's servant, Apostle Selman, after praying for me, he said I should give him my account number. I said, no, sir. I was tempted to, but I asked myself one question. Many people come to him like this, and I'm sure that's how they collect. Am I just going to join the line? Is this what I came for? And I left. Till today, I didn't send it. I'm telling you this so that you can know the truth behind what you see. There is a God that supplies. No sponsorship, no big man, no father anywhere. I didn't grow the kind of fatherhood I experienced, not the fatherhood where they give you. I told many people, I said, the first man to ever give me money in ministry is Apostle Selman. And that was last year. I don't know what it means to grow as a pastor and people give you money, people help you. But I have sons that I'm helping. Perhaps doing things for them nobody did for me. And time will fail me to share some personal things. But the prayer you pray this night is the prayer I prayed that positioned my life on that track. Are you here? Are you ready tonight? There is a dimension of wealth that comes by warfare. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is a dimension of wealth that comes by warfare. There is an allocation given to you by heaven, but you must contend for it. Canaan was their land of rest. It was their promised land. You thought that they will enter Canaan and go and relax. God then said, no. He said, no. I've given you Sihon, the Amorite, and Og, king of Bashan. He said, begin to possess their land by contending with them. There are forces if you don't contend with. The wealth of many generations in your family will never show. That's the reason why the moment you get up to 10 million, something will happen to reduce it to 500,000. Have you been there before? The moment you reach 1 million, nothing is coming again. You just keep going down till you are 100,000. Then you rise to 1 million. You go down, 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 down. If you see that kind of pattern, there is a force you need to fight. Before people become millionaires, there is a force they fight and break through, whether they are aware of it or not. I've been around millionaires. Some of them go through, some things they go through, you know, they are contending with spiritual forces. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you ready to pray the next 2 minutes? You are going to lift up your voice. Every financial allocation that is meant for your destiny, that is meant for your life, that is meant for your calling, that has been released by heaven in this conference, I want you to contend and lay hold of it. You have 2 minutes to just pray that prayer. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. God said the Lord to Cyrus, his anointed, whose right hand I have held and I will make strong. He said, I will go before him and make the crooked way straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Open your mouth and contend against gates, against forces,
against strongholds. Any threshold that has limited that which comes to you. Some of you need to pray because you are the one that will rise for your family. You are the one rising for your territory. Pray because of the dreams God has put in your heart. For you to get to the next phase. Contend with the forces ahead. And let there be a release. 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 Thirty more seconds. Pray. Sobra hatele mahakayide lema. In Jesus. Name.
I want to stop the service here because time is against us. Maybe we'll do more of the impartations tomorrow. But I'm going to pray one definite prayer. Listen, I want you not to believe it. And you will see manifestations. One of the graces I know God has given me, for those who know me, when I say something by God, it comes to pass. It's not something I rehearse, I know it. And I want to proclaim over your life. Lift your hands. I pray first of all that this night when you go to sleep, your sleep will be a divine revelation that will give you the secret keys to the storehouses of heaven. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hear me. God sent me to a man of God who is in the military one time, a few years ago. And the Lord told me to tell him. He said, tell him that he has been used to supply by the angel of the baskets. Listen, as I'm telling you now, even me, I didn't understand what God told me. He said, he has been used to supply by the angel of the basket. But tell him that now I'm releasing to him the angel of the storehouses. A very senior, a high ranking military personnel who is a man of God. I gave him the word and left. Later on, I was told that it was that year he sold his first 100 million naira seed. The angel of the storehouses. Lift your hands. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. For your dream, for your ministry, for your calling, for your family, for anything God has given to you. May the angel of the storehouses of heaven be released your way. I'm talking about wealth by the supernatural. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The intelligence to grow out of where you are to the next phase in terms of finances. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And the power to get wealth. That revelation is installed into your life from today. Is installed into your life from today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Let me take an altar call before we leave. While we're all standing, if you are here, and you want to surrender to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is what gives you access to everything that is in the kingdom. God wants to reconnect with you in this conference. Please, every standing here, this is a call to surrender. I want you, as I count to 10, to pick your bags and Bibles and join me at the front. Or you are here and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Today must not end without you having a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus. This is not about playing church. You know that you need Jesus. I count to 10. I'd like you to pick your bags and Bibles and rush to the front quickly. I have just 2 minutes for this and we are done. Whether you are at the overflow or you are in the auditorium or you are following online, I want you to say yes to Jesus tonight. 1, 2, 3. I'm speaking to that young man, that woman, that boy, that girl, wherever you are. Run to Jesus. 4. God wants to give you a new heart. 5. I'm waiting for you. 6. Seven. Keep clapping as they are coming. 8. Let your heart be renewed today. 9. I'm still waiting. 5 more seconds. Hallelujah. Amen. Please stretch your hands towards this one in front. The Bible says there's joy in heaven when one soul repents on earth. Pray for this one and ask that the name of the Lord will be named upon her. Please lift up your right hand as a sign of surrender. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I receive you today into my heart and I proclaim you as my Savior. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we declare that her sins are forgiven. Declare that the life of the Spirit comes into her and she is born again. From today, victory over sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave is accomplished. And she will serve you all the days of her life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please direct her to the counselors so that they can attend to her.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.